Yes, that is from a 1979 film with Peter Sellers and Shirley MacLaine called Being There, and he is a gardener. But if you've seen the movie, of course, that's quite a while ago, he's using lawn metaphors, but Bob's not. Bob Bertok from you're not using metaphors. You're down in the dirt. That's where you are. You're down there where it's wet and things are growing, hopefully. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing well, John. How are you this week?
I'm good. Well, a little wet. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and it's sort of a Mother Nature deception that just because it's raining a lot doesn't necessarily mean that the soil is getting the water that it needs. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. And some of these storms have been so scattered. My office is in Wheeling, and last week I had a deluge of rain. I came home and I had to water my flowers because we didn't get one drop in Glenview, 20 minutes away. So you got to really pay attention to what, you know, just because you see it on the news and stuff, just don't assume your gardens are going to be satisfactorily watered because they're not. I mean, these storms have been widely scattered. And when it rains and it comes down as crazy hard as it does, most of that water doesn't get absorbed into the soil. It just rolls off. The best rains are the ones that last all day. I hate to say it. It ruins people's days. But it's the ones where it's a nice, misty, slow, as if you have an oscillating sprinkler on all day. Yeah. Those are the best rains.
Yeah, I can see that. My neighbor across the street has oscillating sprinklers, and they were on today. in the middle of the rain, but hey, that's okay. I mean, I think they were on automatic timer or something. I don't think he was home, but it can't hurt. Well, I suppose it could. You could overwater, but I don't think he's so into it. I don't think that's a possibility. So
you can't overwater. If you do it every day and for too long, then you're going to get fungus and diseases. So yes, you just have to pay attention to what's going on in the soil.
What is going on in the soil right now?
Well, actually, this heat is caused what's called localized dry spot in some of these places where the soil actually hardens off and it repels the water. So usually with temperature changes and it cools off, it corrects itself. But sometimes you have to put a wetting agent on these turf areas so that it absorbs the water, because I've had clients call and say, I water, and it's not doing anything. And I say, well, is the water just kind of rolling off onto your driveway? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, it's kind of like taking a pan, turning it upside down. That's kind of what the soil is doing. It's saying, I'm not going to collect any water. I'm just going to repel it. And then obviously then the plants, the grass plants or any of your other plants aren't getting any of the water. It happens when it gets too hot. And that's what we've experienced the last 2 weeks.
So it's actually, if I understand you correctly, even though the moisture is coming down, the heat is literally drying it out before it can do anything for the soil, that the soil will actually dry out to a certain extent with the rain that's falling due to the heat. I never thought of that.
It's called a hard pan. So it hard pans the soil, and then the water just repels right off of it, and it's frustrating because now you're watching your water and you're paying for the water, and it's just running down your driveway because the soil is just hard panned.
How far, just out of curiosity, how far down into the ground does moisture have to go to finally benefit whatever it is that you're growing or your lawn or anything else?
Well, for your turf, you'd like to see at least the top 2 inches of a decent amount of moisture. And the best way to test that, if you want to just take like a butcher knife or a kitchen knife, and you take a chunk of the dirt out underneath to the soil, and if you can mold it like a meatball, that's the perfect amount of moisture. If it crumbles, it's too dry, and if you squeeze it and water comes out, it's too wet. So you want to make it, like a nice meatball or hamburger patty. That's like the consistency that you want.
That I can relate to. We're getting some texts in here. One of them says, Bertog knows dirt. Yes, he does. 708 says, my soil is as hard as a rock.
Yep.
I guess that goes to what you were just talking about. Although that's like, That's amazing.
No, it's the chemistry. It's the chemistry of the soil that actually changes. The soil is a living profile. It's not just like when people say dirt. That's what's behind your couch and then in your under your kitchen sink. Soil is a living. It's a living composition that plants grow in, and we need soil for our gardens to function. Dirt is what you find behind the couch. So there is a difference. That's why when he says he knows dirt, I actually know soil better than I know dirt. But what he's describing is that hard pans chemistry change that I was talking about, where the heat literally bakes the soil and it says, I'm not taking anything on.
Wow. That's amazing. Can I aerate, says 708.
Too early. Way too hot
early.
Still. Oh, yep, not until
that's the
end
key.
Of Labor Day.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Use Labor Day as your indicator date for core aeration.
But also what you were alluding to, the combination of the moisture and the heat, the heat is the key. Well, obviously you need the moisture and the rain and everything else, but it seems to be, just from listening to you now, that the degree of temperatures has such an impact on the soil that's how you end up with hard as a rock, so to speak, even though the rain's been coming down.
That's the part that people don't understand. They say it's been raining, it's raining. And not to get deep into the chemistry, but somebody can Google it. It's called the cation exchange. It's the actual molecules of the soil that get disrupted, and that's what creates the hard pan soil. And that's what creates a lot of problems for people, that they're getting frustrated with their watering. And unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it unless, you can put a wetting agent on it, which actually that reverses the molecules and it helps the water to absorb to the soil. But obviously, like anything else, you just throw money at stuff and you can fix it. So some of this stuff, you just got to take the time and let the lawn go dormant and not worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask. Well, here, we have 708. And by the way, text lines open, 312-981-7200. When is a good time to put down grub pesticide on grass is the question.
If you wanted to put down a preventative, you missed that window. That was at the beginning of June. So now what you need to do, it's important to be scouting, especially if you do have an irrigated turf, because the Japanese beetles are the biggest culprits. Mm. They prefer to lay their eggs in softer soil, and irrigated turf is a softer soil. So you want to start looking for, your first indicator is going to be a bunch of birds on your lawn. They're going to be trying to peck and find these grubs. If you see skunk damage or deer damage, that means there's usually grubs underneath. So scouting is the biggest thing. And if you see them, they're small. They're about an inch and a half. They're white, and they're like curled up in a C shape. And then you want to put down an insecticide that's a fast-acting, fast-kill, like a Dilox insecticide.
Bob Bertog, president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, a certified landscape professional with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. And he will speak professionally when we come back on 720 WGN. Well, this goes to show you that not everybody hears the same thing. This sound effect of thunder and rain is labeled rainstorm sounds for relaxing, focus, or sleep. Okay, if you say so. If you say not, so.
Not for dogs.
No, man. Not for dogs is for sure. 748, John Landecker, Bob Bertog, Bertog Landscape Company. We got a text coming in, Bob. How do I get rid of crabgrass? And I'm reading these cold, so bear with me, Bob. How do I get rid of crabgrass and puxley in my vegetable garden? That's Dave in Hammond, Indiana.
Well, if it's in your vegetable garden, I would not recommend putting any type of herbicide in there. That's mechanical removal. That's getting down on your hands and knees and pulling it out.
Sometimes that's the only way. John, please ask Bob when the best time to plant a new tree. Looking at a Japanese maple, spring or fall. That's Catherine in Naperville.
If you can find a Japanese maple that's out of the ground right now, now you keep in mind that we're pushing the end of summer, so most of them have been picked through. But if you can find a nice one, they would rather be in the ground than out of the ground, so you can plant it now. Otherwise, you can go and tour a nursery. Oftentimes, they'll let you go and pick one out, hand pick it, and then they'll do a fall dig, which they'll start digging again, in late August, and then you could plant it in the fall. And if not, there's going to be a whole slew of selections in the spring. So spring or fall, doing it in the heat of the summer is not good. But I always say if it's out of the ground now, if you go to like a garden center and you see something that's out of the ground, go ahead and if it looks like a specimen plant, go ahead and buy it and put it in the ground. It's going to prefer to be there.
Well, obviously, taking care of lawns and gardens is literally a year-round responsibility, regardless of whatever season we may be in. Is there something that can be done now to prep the lawns, our lawns, for fall, which is somewhere down the road, but still on the horizon?
Actually, this week is about the time on the calendar you should be putting down your third application of fertilizer. So you're giving your third feeding of the season. Typically, there's four feedings. And this is the time of the year to be putting down your third application. And you still have one more that you'll put down in late October, early November. But right now, your lawns are hungry, especially if you've been watering. If you haven't been watering and it's gone dormant, don't waste the money on the fertilizer. It can actually do more harm if you haven't been watering. But if you've been watering and your lawn is somewhat green, or if we're going to get the rains that they're talking about, go ahead and get down some fertilizer so the lawn gets fed.
Mealybugs. I've got a note here about that. Somebody wants to know what they are and how to get rid of them.
Mealybugs are like an aphid. I'm sure aphid's a more common term that people hear. Mm-hmm. Mealybugs are more prominent in on the indoor plants and in greenhouses. Same type of thing. They feed on the sap that's in the leaves, and they're more like a scale. So sometimes if there's not a lot of them, you can just wash them off. If you have a heavy infestation of them, there's some horticultural oils that you can put on it, which is 100% organic. And what it does is it actually just smothers it. But as it's feeding, it's got the sucking mouth part that's in the leaf. And then you put oil over it, and then it says, uh-oh, I can't breathe, and then it just dies. So that's how you can treat those. They're more a nuisance than anything.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for being with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that somebody hasn't addressed in a question?
I would pray for cooler weather. We really need to get this humidity out of here.
Hey, we'll see. Certainly hope so. Thank you for being with us.
That's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Have a good evening.
Thanks,
and thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
You betcha.
Okay, thank you.